Welcome to today's deep dive. I am your host, and today we are getting into something that honestly sounds like a movie script. But I want you to picture a scene first.
I'm ready. And hi, everyone. Really glad to be here to break this down.
Okay, so it is January 2026, just last month. We are deep in the jungles of Cambodia. It is hot, it is very humid, and the air is just filled with the sound of helicopters.
Yeah, not exactly a luxury vacation spot. This is a raid.
A massive one. You have local police, you have the FBI, and they are kicking down the gates of this.
A completely fortified compound.
Exactly. We are talking concrete walls, barbed wire, armed guards, and watchtowers. But when they finally breach the main control room, they do not just find weapons or stacks of cash. Well, they find those too, but.
Right, that is expected.
Yeah. Mm. But the thing that actually stopped the lead agent in his tracks was a whiteboard.
Just a standard office whiteboard hanging on the wall in the middle of the jungle.
Exactly. And what was written on it was not, you know, a chore wheel or a grocery list. It was a manual. It was a handwritten step-by-step operational guide on how to destroy a human being emotionally and financially.
It mapped out every single psychological trigger.
Yes, every trigger to use on a victim.
It is chilling, honestly, because it industrializes something that we think of as deeply personal. When the FBI released the photos of that whiteboard, it confirmed what experts had feared for years. This is not just a few guys in a basement sending random emails.
No, this is an industry.
A highly organized industry.
And here's where the story gets impossible. Or at least, well, it should be impossible. Because 4 weeks before that raid.
Back in December 2025.
Right. In December 2025, a book hit the shelves in the U.S. It is called The Guardian's Shield by an author named S. Shields. And if you open that book to chapter 2 and then look at the photo of the whiteboard the FBI found in the jungle.
They are a match.
They are a complete match.
And we do not mean they are sort of similar. We mean identical. The diagrams, the slang, the flowcharts.
It is wild. It is like finding the blueprints for the Death Star on Amazon a month before the movie even comes out. The book predicted the FBI's evidence before the FBI even found it.
Which brings up a lot of questions.
Exactly. So today on the deep dive, we have to ask how. How did a paperback book scoop the FBI? And more importantly, since this exact playbook is being run on millions of people right now, on every dating app you can think of, how do we use the tools in this book to protect you?
It is a fascinating story because it starts with a real tragedy, but it ends with a very practical toolkit. S. Shields, the author, is not a psychic. He did not have a crystal ball.
No, he had 2 years of obsession.
That is right. He spent 2 years infiltrating these networks prior to the FBI raid. He studied Leap's training documents, he tracked the directors of these very scam compounds, and he analyzed his own victimization.
He reverse engineered.
He essentially reverse engineered the entire scam operation from the inside out. So when the FBI raided that compound in Cambodia, they were simply confirming what Shields had already documented and published in The Guardian Shield.
It really puts into perspective the scale of what we are dealing with here. We're not talking about, you know, bad dates. We are talking about pig butchering.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen this term in the headlines a lot lately, but can we break down what it actually means? Because it sounds horrific.
It is a literal translation from the Chinese phrase Sha Zu Pan, and the metaphor is incredibly dark. In a pig butchering scam, you do not rob the victim immediately. You fatten them up first.
Wow.
You feed them compliments, you build trust, you even give them small financial wins. You fatten the pig before you slaughter it.
That is so visceral. And the numbers really back up how effective this is. The sources mention that in 2023 alone, losses from these crypto and romance scams hit $4.6
billion. $4.6 billion. And $943 million of that was specifically tied to romance scams.
Just staggering amounts of money.
And that is just what was reported. The shame factor means the real number is likely double or triple that. People are just too embarrassed to tell the police they fell for a fake relationship.
So let us get into the weeds of this. Let's look at this playbook that was on the whiteboard and in the book. Because the core philosophy here is that if we know the script, we cannot be fooled by it, right?
That is the central message of The Guardian Shield. You cannot be fooled by a script you already know. So let's start with the setup. The directors of these compounds, they do not just let the scammers wing it. They are handed what is called a romance package.
A romance package? It sounds like a Valentine's Day special at a boutique hotel.
I really wish it was. But in the context of the book and the FBI disclosure, a romance package is a digital sales kit. It is a complete dossier.
Like a fake identity.
Exactly. It contains stolen photos, a fake bio, a manufactured backstory, and a personality profile. When a scammer starts their shift at the compound, they sit down at a computer and a manager might literally ask them, which package are you running today?
Wait, so they are not even creating these personas themselves. It is all pre-made for them.
Completely pre-made. Let's say the package is Liam, the architect from London. The folder on the desktop has 500 photos of a handsome guy stolen from an influencer's Instagram.
Oh, wow.
It has pictures of his dog, his sketches, his morning coffee. It even has a script for his childhood trauma to build sympathy. It's a plug-and-play human being.
That is wildly cynical. So they are treating real people, the targets, like leads in a corporate sales funnel.
They absolutely are. They even ask each other on the floor, which script are you running? Just like telemarketers in a call center. And the Guardian Shield outlines the distinct phases of this scam. This is crucial for anyone listening who uses dating apps. Phase one is the bait.
And according to the sources, they're targeting a very specific demographic for this bait.
Yes. They're looking for people age 40 and up. They're looking for perceived stability or wealth. But most importantly, they are looking for the lonely. The allure of finding a new love online is so enticing, and they weaponize that.
One thing that stood out to me in the book is how they initiate contact. It is not always an aggressive, hey, baby, let's meet up. Sometimes it is incredibly innocuous.
Right. Asking about hobbies, asking about your family.
Yeah, they are just chatting.
They are building a profile on you. They need to know what you value so they can mirror it perfectly. If you love dogs, suddenly they volunteer at an animal shelter. If you love modern art, they are an art curator.
So they reflect you back at yourself.
Exactly. They are collecting data points to build a mirror that reflects your perfect partner. 9 times out of 10, that beautiful man or woman you matched with is a trap set up by compound directors.
Which brings us to phase two. The term on the whiteboard and in the book is, well, we mentioned it earlier, the fattening. God, that term makes my skin crawl. But practically speaking, what does the fattening look like on a random Tuesday morning?
It is psychological warfare, honestly. Mm-hmm. It is not just sending a good morning text. The book details how they are trained to mirror your specific sleep schedule. They track your dopamine hits.
What do you mean by tracking dopamine hits?
If you mention you had a really bad meeting at work, they set a literal alarm to ask you about how you were feeling 3 hours later. They are manufacturing intimacy with absolute industrial efficiency.
So they are not just being nice guys or nice girls. They are actively building a dependency. They want to be the very first thing you look at when you wake up and the last thing you see before you go to sleep.
Precisely. They want to become the primary source of your dopamine. And once they have established that emotional baseline, the Guardian Shield points out a specific tactic that I think flies under the radar for most people, the accidental wealth mention.
Okay, see, this is where I get stuck. Because if I am on a dating app and someone I just met starts talking about their crypto portfolio or their gold bars, my alarm bells are going to go off immediately. How do they get past that filter? Smart people should see that coming a mile away.
That is the genius of the script. They do not talk about it to you directly. They talk to themselves and they let you overhear it or see it.
Give me an example of how that works.
Okay, so around week 2 or 3, when you are deep in the fattening phase, they will not say, hey, you should invest in crypto. Instead, they will send you a screenshot of a dinner reservation they just made for the two of you to meet up next month.
Okay, sounds romantic.
Right, but at the very top of the screenshot, there is a push notification from a banking app saying, deposit received, $50,000.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they are not pitching you a sale. They are peacocking.
Exactly. Or they will say something like, oh, I'm so sorry I missed your text earlier. I was stressing out because the market is moving so fast today and I had to move some assets. They want you to ask them about it.
They are baiting you to take the first step.
Yes. They want you to think, wow, this person is really financially savvy. Maybe they can help me with my retirement.
That is remarkably subtle. You literally walk into the trap yourself.
You do. Yeah. And once you ask about it, they move to phase three. The slaughter. But here is the technical twist that trips people up. They are not asking you to wire cash to a shady bank account in the Caymans.
Right. They are helping you set up an account on a trading platform.
Exactly. And it looks identical to the real thing. It has real-time graphs, customer support chatbots, two-factor authentication. You put in $1,000, and 2 days later, the screen says you have $1,200.
You feel smart.
You feel safe. You can even withdraw a little bit of money at first to prove it is real.
But those numbers are just pixels on a screen.
Just pixels. It is a complete simulation. You are playing a video game where the house always wins, the money is gone the second you transfer it. But the fake app keeps showing you massive profits to encourage you to mortgage your house and put everything you own into it.
It is devastating. Before we get to the specific story of the author, Sam Shields, and the tools he developed, I want to touch on something the expert sources mention that I feel often gets overlooked, the people on the other end of the phone, the scammers themselves. Who are they?
This is the darkest part of the whole story. And honestly, it is necessary to understand it, to understand their persistence. We tend to imagine these scammers as greedy masterminds sitting in a high-rise sipping cocktails.
Right, the Wolf of Wall Street types.
Exactly.
Oh.
But the Guardian Shield and the subsequent Department of Justice reports highlight the massive human trafficking element involved.
These are the people inside the jumble compound.
Yes. Many of the people sending these romantic texts are victims themselves. They were lured with fake job offers for tech support or casino work in places like Cambodia, Myanmar, or Laos.
And then they get there.
And when they arrive, their passports are immediately taken by the compound directors. They are trapped. They are forced to run these dating app scams for 14 to 16 hours a day.
And if they do not meet their financial quotas?
The reports are horrific. Beatings, electric shocks, starvation. The book details how some of these workers are literally sold from one compound to another, like cattle.
That completely changes how you read those text messages. When the scammer seems relentless, or when they get extremely desperate if you try to pull away or say you have no money left.
It is because their physical safety often depends on keeping you on the hook. Their lives depend on it. It is a tragedy on both sides of the screen. You have one victim being forced to victimize another under threat of torture.
That is so heavy, but it explains the intensity of the love bombing. It explains why they do not just give up and move on. Now, let's talk about Sam Shields. He wrote the book, he uncovered all of this, but he did not start as a cybersecurity expert. He started as a victim.
Sam's story is heartbreakingly common, and he's very open and vulnerable about it. He was a widower. He lost his wife, Patricia, to dementia.
That is a long, slow goodbye.
It really is. And after she passed, the silence in his house was just deafening. He was not looking for a quick replacement. He just wanted some human connection.
I think that is such an important distinction to make. We so often blame the victims of these frauds. We think they must be greedy or just plain stupid. But Sam was not stupid.
Not at all. He is intelligent. He is highly educated. But he went online and matched with a woman named Anja on a dating app. She claimed to be an art curator living in Lisbon, and she played the part perfectly.
He ended up losing $7,000, which, you know, compared to some of the multi-million-dollar cases we hear about, might sound relatively small, but for him, it was about the profound betrayal.
It was the violation of his grief. But the reason Sam is such a brilliant guide for us is that he deeply analyzes why he fell for it. He talks about a psychological concept called rationalization. This is exactly how smart people get scammed.
How does that work in practice?
Well, when Anja could never get on a video chat, she did not just say no. She said, "My camera is broken right now," or "The internet is really bad in this part of town today." Now, a highly cynical person might say that is fake.
Right.
But a smart, empathetic person thinks, well, infrastructure in some parts of Europe can be spotty. Or maybe she really did just drop her phone and cannot afford to fix it right now.
So because he genuinely liked her, his brain did the work of filling in the gaps.
Exactly. Intelligent people are actually better at rationalizing red flags because they are highly skilled at constructing plausible explanations. We literally use our own intelligence against ourselves.
But Sam did something most victims do not do. He stopped. He realized what was happening. And instead of just walking away in shame, he got angry. He realized that once he saw the underlying script, the spell was broken entirely.
That is his immunity concept. He wrote The Guardian Shield to give that immunity to others before they lose the money. He says in the book, "I was fattened for 45 days before the slaughter began." He wants us to be able to see the fattening while it is actively happening to us.
Okay, so let's give our listeners that immunity right now. The book is not just a memoir of his experience, it is a practical manual. It is full of tools to protect yourself from dating apps and online romance scammers. And the best part is, most of these take about 60 seconds to do and they cost $0.
This is the most actionable part of the deep dive. If you are on a dating app or if your parents or friends are, you need to know these. These tools are your armor.
Let's start with tool number one. The book calls this the nuclear option, reverse image search. I feel like everyone knows this exists, but nobody actually does it.
People do not do it because they want to trust the person they're talking to, but it is shockingly effective. The premise is simple. Scammers almost always use stolen photos. They do not have the budget or time to hire models for every single fake profile.
So walk me through the actual steps. I'm on my phone, I am on an app, and I see a cute picture What do I do?
You take a quick screenshot of their profile photo, you open Google, specifically the Google app or Google Chrome, and you look for the little camera icon in the search bar. That is Google Lens. You just upload that screenshot.
And what happens next?
Google scans the entire internet for that specific face. If that photo belongs to a fitness influencer in Los Angeles or a random dentist in Ohio, but your match is claiming she's a pediatric nurse in Chicago,
you have your answer immediately.
Exactly. The book notes that this exposes 70% of catfish profiles right out of the gate.
Sam says he learned this technique on day 67 of his scam, but he could have known the truth on day one. That is a painful realization.
It is. But it is a habit we all need to build. Verify the face before you engage the heart.
Okay, tool number two. This one addresses the whole AI problem, because now we have deepfakes. A scammer can actually get on a live video call and look exactly like the stolen photos. So how do we beat that kind of tech?
This is what Shields calls the newspaper test. And it works because of how current artificial intelligence technology actually functions. Deepfakes are great at standard movements like smiling, nodding, talking.
Because they are trained on thousands of hours of standard video.
Right. So just getting them on a video call is not enough anymore. If they agree to video, you need to break the AI loop. You need to ask them to do something highly specific and unpredictable in real time.
Like what kind of action?
Ask them to turn their head all the way to the left and hold it there. Ask them to take their pinky finger and touch the tip of their nose. Or use the classic method. Ask them to hold up something with today's date, like a newspaper or a specific book, right in front of their face.
Why does that break the AI?
Because the AI filter is digitally overlaying a fake face onto the scammer's real face. If the scammer puts a physical object between their hand and their face, or turns to a very sharp angle, the software cannot process it fast enough. The filter glitches.
The mask literally slips.
Exactly. You will see a blur, or the fake face will disappear entirely, and you will see the person in the compound.
So if they freeze, or the video just magically cuts out right when you ask them to touch their nose?
That is a major red flag. Immediate block.
Simple and effective. Okay, let's look at tool number three, the 48-hour rule. This feels a lot more like a psychological tool than a technical one.
This is arguably the most powerful tool in the entire book. The entire scam ecosystem relies on urgency. They say things like, I need this money right now for my hospital bill, or the crypto market is moving right now. You have to deposit the funds tonight.
Because urgency bypasses our critical thinking.
It completely forces you into fight or flight mode.
Yes.
You do not have time to think logically.
So the rule is just waiting.
The rule is a specific script you use against them. Write this down if you're listening. You say, I care about you, but I have a strict personal rule. I need 48 hours to think about any financial decision.
And then you just watch their reaction.
Yes. A real partner, someone who actually cares about your well-being, will say, okay, I understand. Take your time. Let's talk about it later.
But a scammer running a playbook.
They are on a strict timeline. They have a quota to meet for the compound directors. They'll absolutely panic. They will guilt trip you. They will say things like, don't you love me? Do you want me to lose everything? I thought we had a real connection.
They turn up the heat to force your hand.
They go nuclear. And that extreme reaction is your definitive answer. If they threaten to leave you because you will not send cash instantly, let them go. That behavior is the confirmation it was a scam all along.
The book also has a quick 2-minute check for profiles, just a rapid-fire list of red flags to look for before you even swipe right on a dating app.
Yes, run this mental checklist every time. Is the account brand new, maybe less than 3 months old? Are the photos just a little too perfect, like professional modeling shots with perfect studio lighting?
Right, nobody's casual beach selfie looks like a Vogue cover.
Exactly. Is the bio generic? Something vague like, I love life and laughing.
Yeah.
And the really big one to watch out for is distance.
Yes, the I am living in Lisbon, but somehow matched with you in Nevada trick.
Right. Scammers love to claim they are overseas or traveling for work. It gives them a built-in, permanent excuse for not meeting up for coffee. If they are thousands of miles away, refuse to do a live video chat, and their photos look like a magazine spread, just swipe left. The book notes that 9 times out of 10, these perfect long-distance profiles are traps.
It seems so incredibly obvious when you list it out like that, but when you are lonely and someone incredibly attractive is suddenly paying you all this attention.
The human brain desperately wants to believe the fantasy. That is why these tools are described as armor. They are objective, logical checks to protect your highly subjective heart. You have to have a system because in these situations, your emotions will betray you.
The outcome of the FBI raid in Cambodia was obviously a win. They shut down that specific compound. But the Guardian's Shield makes a very strong point that this whole industry is like a hydra. You cut off one head, two more appear.
That is very true. The raid in January 2026 was significant, but the playbook is still widely out there. These pig butchering scams are constantly evolving. They are moving into even more complex crypto schemes, building fake trading platforms that look flawlessly real. And as long as human beings experience loneliness, this industry will find a way to exist.
We have touched a lot on the financial loss today, but I want to make sure we end on what Sam discusses as the double tragedy. We focus so much on the money, the $7,000 Sam lost or the billions lost globally. But there is another massive cost that does not show up on a bank statement.
The grief. That is the double tragedy. When you finally realize it is a scam, you do not just lose your life savings.
Yes.
You mourn the death of the future you had imagined to this person. You mourn the vacations you had planned, the morning coffee you were going to drink together, the retirement you had visualized.
Even if the person on the other end was not real, the feelings inside you were.
Exactly. The feelings were 100% real. Sam Shields writes so beautifully about this. He says, "The grief is real even if the person wasn't." And victims really need to hear that validation. It is not just about being gullible. It is about having your very capacity for love weaponized against you.
That is such a powerful way to put it. Weaponized love. It makes you realize that being scammed is not a sign of stupidity. It is simply a sign of humanity.
It is. And that is why the deep shame surrounding this needs to go away. Reporting these crimes is essential. The FBI needs the data from victims to find these compounds, just like they did in Cambodia. They cannot fight what they do not know about.
So we have unpacked the impossible prediction today, how a book beat the FBI to the punch by doing the hard, painful research 2 years prior. We have looked at the romance package and the terrifying industrial scale of this fraud run by compound directors. We have talked about the tragic human trafficking that fuels the labor. And most importantly, we have armed ourselves with the toolkit, reverse image search, video verification, and the 48-hour rule.
It is a complete defense system. And honestly, in the age of AI and digital dating apps, using these tools is not optional anymore. It is a fundamental survival skill. If you are trying to date online today, you absolutely need to read the manual.
I want to leave everyone listening with a final provocative thought today. We spend so much of our time worrying about technology disconnecting us. We worry about staring at screens, not talking to each other, getting isolated. But in these specific scams, the scammers are actually using our deepest, most profound human need against us. Our need for connection. They are literally hacking our hearts, not just our bank accounts.
And if a manual can be written on exactly how to fake love, then the only real defense we have is to learn the language of the lie.
Verify absolutely everything, because as Sam Shield says in The Guardian Shield, you cannot be fooled by a script you already know.
Stay safe out there.
Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We will catch you on the next one.